Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Cold-hearted love feels better when I'm guarded. Keep your distance, but come closer. Does that make sense? Too close for comfort, but let's get comfortable with the lack of motion. Not moving forward or backwards, choosing to stay stagnant is a bad habit that feels so good because it's cool to not give you anything to look forward to. No progression in either direction, but still, let me hold you down, hold you back from what you really deserve, because if you leave, then I'll have to move on to him and lie and say we're just friends, leaving them nothing to connect the ends of my lives, because I told you how I was and you accepted it, right? You said I love you that night, and I said it back because it felt right but meant nothing to me. I just tell you those things so you won't leave cold-hearted. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to be talking about a poem that I wrote from a male perspective of love and also just avoidant attachment styles of people loving you from a distance or in another context. Getting what they can get from you and manipulating you, telling you what they feel you want to hear to make you feel better. And then in the end, they just kind of leave you high and dry, which is pretty messed up. But in part of my poem, I said, too close for comfort. Let's get comfortable with the lack of motion, not moving forward or backwards, but choosing to stay stagnant. And there's a lot of people that, and I was also in a situation like that as well, where it just felt like, okay, yeah, I'm comfortable with this person, that's cool, but why aren't we working towards something? Why is it that when I bring up certain topics that I would like to talk about or learn more about, with our direction, it gets shut out? And what I've learned is, one, you cannot stop a guy that is on the pursuit to be with you. You won't ever have to question it by any means. If I'm questioning where I am with someone, I don't need to be with that person to a certain extent. Validation is different from what I'm saying. Validation is just confirmation that y'all are both on the same page. But if I didn't feel secure before I asked that question and I just wanted to more context to why I don't feel secure, then that's when we have a problem. Because in my opinion, a man should always make a woman feel secure in their relationship and their goals, and should never make her feel like she's in competition with anyone or she needs to be more of something else in order to be accepted. There's a difference between pushing your partner to become better versus wanting them to be a completely different person, because at that point, you just need to find somebody else to be with, because I can't be anybody else but me and a better version of me. So someone should always want to push their partner to being a better version of themselves. However, the person should never feel belittled for their lack of progress. Everybody sees progress and moving forward in a positive direction towards growth differently. I might see it as, okay, yesterday I didn't want to get out the bed, but today I actually got out of bed. That's progress. Somebody else might see, okay, I didn't want to get out the bed. Today I'm building Mount Everest. And it's like, whoa, like, where was the, how did you get there? Where'd you get the supplies from? Like, why did this escalate so quickly? There has to be a middle ground with the person that sees a future with you. And I've learned that a man will also include you in his plans and continue to include, like, there's consistency. There we go. There's a level of consistency that comes with being in a relationship or moving forward with people. There's another part in my poem where I said, I'll have to, wait. But still, okay, hang on. It's cool to not give you anything to look forward to. No progression in either direction, but still let me hold you down. So don't ask me for anything extra than what I'm giving you. I'm going to hold you down how I want to hold you down. Like, that's just that. I don't want to hear nothing. And to me, the person that loves you is going to want to hear what you have to say. They're more than likely going to ask your opinions without you always having to feel like you need to put it in there, or they're gonna do what's in your best interest and not put you in compromising situations. Hold you back from what you really deserve, because if you leave, then I'll have to move on to him and then lie and say we're just friends, leaving them nothing to connect the ends of my lives because I told you how it was, right? Whoa, so a guy has given me information about his past or whatever, and it's your past. I'm not going to base you off your past. But there was a sense of me being naive with that too, and believing that I couldn't end up in the same situation as those people. And there's, people change. There's no way of saying that people can't change, but there's also a point where you have to pay attention to that type of person and whether or not they are capable of change. So by telling someone, oh, I love you, you should, you know, we gonna be together forever. And then whenever someone asks about you, oh yeah, we just cooling, like we just talking with friends or whatever. That's lying to you and lying to them as well. So they obviously don't respect your relationship that you have. They're also manipulating you into believing that you have something that you don't, which isn't good either, because if, to me, that's using someone, which is really messed up. I feel like people should just be very upfront and open with what they're looking for. Yes, you might hurt people's feelings or it might be an uncomfortable conversation, but for the most part, I do believe that being open and honest will save you a lot of time in the end of being like, hey, I just wanted to have sex with you. That's it. Did you want to do it? Yeah, okay, let's go ahead. Or no, you don't. Okay, I understand. I'll go find somebody else that'll do what I need them to do. Like, to me, it's really not that hard. Or I'm looking for a relationship. Are you looking for a relationship? No, you're not. Okay, thank you for letting me know. Yes, you are. Okay, this is the type of relationship that I'm looking for. This is what I'm looking for in a person. we could further evaluate from there. Just open conversations and being honest and transparent as well. There should be nothing to hide. And if someone has stuff to hide, that's already an automatic red flag, in my opinion. Also, just realizing that if you're questioning yourself as well as to if you should even be there, you shouldn't. You answered your own question, honey. Go ahead and move around. You should not be there. Because why on earth would someone make you feel like you shouldn't be with them? There's something to dig deeper into with that. And we overlook a lot of the stuff that is happening in relationships because we have so much faith in this person and the ability for this to work. Or I don't want to go back to the streets because there was nothing out there for me, so I'm going to stick with what I have. But realistically, there is someone out there looking for you specifically. Like, they are trying to find a you in everybody they meet. And once they find you, that's it. Like, that's going to be your person for the rest of your life because you were made for them, essentially. Like, I personally believe that there's somebody out there for everybody and that no one should ever settle for less than what they deserve. And if that means being single and being alone or going through certain things by yourself, learning certain things by yourself, and then getting to the point where you are prepared for a relationship or you are able to nurture it the way that you need to, then so be it. I used to feel like being single was a bad thing, or, oh, nobody wants me, nobody loves me, blah. I'm in a pity party, but nowadays I would rather be alone than to settle for less than what I deserve. And that comes from learning learning what your worth is and learning what you are able to tolerate, what you're not able to tolerate, what your boundaries are, what your values are, your morals, your standards, everything, all of that, everything, all of that. You have to be able to present yourself you have to present yourself with confidence in a way that shows people you're serious. If you're showing up joking about your things that you should be serious about, nobody's going to take you seriously. Or if you go back on your word of what you should be serious about, you don't even take yourself seriously either. So an example of that would be, the thing that I'm not willing to tolerate, because I can't think of the word right now. That's why I keep pausing. But, like I was saying, I'm not willing to tolerate somebody cheating on me. If you do it, we're done. And then the person cheats on you and you stay. Then you weren't serious about what you were saying. You were just saying that just to say it at that point. And that person's going to test the waters with you to see how much of what they're doing you're willing to tolerate and if it's going to break you or not. And then it's just going to gradually get worse. That person cheat on you, okay, you take it. But, and then that person ends up pushing you during an argument. No, yelling at you. Not even pushing it. They end up yelling at you during an argument and you take it. There's no disrespect. That's not disrespecting me. Okay, but next time they put their hands on you, you accept it next time, there might not be a next time, honey. He might kill you. Like, it gets worse as it goes, but it all start, like, it gets serious. It's real serious, the direction that things could go in. But it all starts with what you are willing to allow. I'm not even gonna allow you to let me get to that point. Once I see the first red flag, I'm out of here. And I'm gonna prove it to you by being out of here. So you tell people and you show people how to treat you based on how you treat yourself and how you love yourself. And that's all for this episode. I really hope that one day I'm able to help women get to the point where they find their love for themselves enough to not settle. I really want to help women with that and to realize that all of us are made so beautifully in our own ways. And we deserve so much better than what we tolerate. But yeah, I hope you have a wonderful day. And remember to love on yourself more and more every day. Have a good one. I'll talk to you in the next one. Bye.